Chapter 3. Saturday, 29th of December, 1888. For the Gill family, Thursday had blurred into Friday, which had blurred into Saturday, with little differentiation in between. Sleep, which would have naturally divided the days, had eluded them both. Young Teresa Linley worked a morning shift up at Holden's Mill, and this Saturday morning was no different. She lived at 19 Bateman Street, neighbour to William and Margaret Bateman, who had recently moved in at number 24. The knocker-up had come by at 5 a.m, and 30 minutes later she knew she needed to get a jiggle on if she didn't want to be late. With no one else up in the household yet, she let herself out as quietly as she could and stepped out onto the doorstep, into the cold and dark. It wasn't that dark that she couldn't see William Barrett coming down his front path. Teresa watched him close the wrought iron gate behind him and turn onto the street, walking slightly ahead of her. As far as she knew, he always started his day at least an hour later. His movements piqued her as she had never seen him up so early before. He continued up the road and turned into Thorncliffe Road. She followed, walking on the opposite side. When they had reached Manningham Lane, Teresa turned left at the T-junction towards Holden's Mill. She looked back over her shoulder to see where Barrett had gone. By this time, he had crossed over to the other side of the road and was turning right into Bellevue, home of Wolfenden's stables. She carried on walking towards the mill, past the park, and then up Apsley Crescent, all the while thinking that in light of the missing child that was last seen in his company, his actions were rather unusual. Young Lizzie Jefferson was a servant at the servants' home and had been busy doing her chores for the day. Her day started at 5:30 a.m, and 30 minutes later she needed to go into the scullery that overlooked Wolfenden's stables. As she entered the scullery for the third time that morning, she noticed that light was coming from the stable, and she could hear someone whistling and then hammering at something. She must be late. She checked the hallway clock to make sure. She was surprised to see that it had just gone 6 o'clock. The stable was never open much before 7 a.m. She used to set her watch by it. John Thomas Dyer was not particularly bright. Put under pressure, and he could easily be confused as to whether...